This is John Batchelor. Colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin comments on Copenhagen, Denmark, this Danish Prime Minister Frederiksen, and the European Union rallying around Frederiksen because of Donald Trump's intention to acquire Greenland. How much do you want for it? Judy comments that the EU gathers together, they're united, to do what? To defend Denmark from the United States? Unknown. Here's Judy Dempsey to explain. The rallying of the European Union about the sovereignty of Denmark, meanwhile, the sovereignty of Ukraine? Question mark. More of this later. Here's Judy.
Indeed, the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, said, oh, the integrity of and the sovereignty of Denmark, so Greenland kind of be undermined. Excuse me, what about Ukraine, actually, because there's quite a relevance there. The independence and sovereignty of Ukraine shouldn't be undermined either. And so the EU today have rallied behind Denmark and supported Greenland. We don't know what the people of Greenland really think at the moment. But, I mean, this is really a reaction to Trumpism, whether it's Panama or whether it's Greenland or anything else. But the EU are suddenly waking up to the fact that actually this is a new kind of Trumpian foreign policy, and we better be ready for it. And maybe this might galvanize the EU to be more united. And Denmark is relying on the EU to do this. Denmark, by the way, is a leading NATO member, which people might forget because it's such a small country, but it's really pivotal. And it's a very important EU member as well, NATO and EU member. But, you know, Denmark is now saying EU solidarity, where are you? And now we have it. The question is, what does this solidarity mean?